Blog Talk Radio.
Today, that I'm going to press my way forward towards King Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Good evening to all of our mothers. Good evening to the intercessors. Good evening to our youth. Our deacons, praise God. And good evening to Praise God. Our pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, Apostle. Praise God. Good evening to my wife, Sister Smith. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, Germany. And we have a new partner today, saints, that we can give praise to God for. India, you are welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. You are welcome. Come on in and enjoy the Spirit of the living God with us. God bless you for being here, India. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and the Caribbean island chain. And we also say good evening to all, every one of our family members of ADM, man, woman, child. Good evening. God bless you. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise God. And I'm so glad that I'm here. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know why I'm so glad? Because I know that God can put a smile on your face and a praise on your lips. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, yes. Praise God. Brought us through over the weekend. Praise God. Had a glorious time in the Lord, giving him the praise. And now we're back to the beginning of a new day and a new week. Praise God. That we can come and give him the glory, give him the honor, and partake, amen, of the festivities of the Lord from his table. Praise God. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor Smith. God bless you too. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come giving you the honor, who's the head of my life. To Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at ADM Ministry today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you once more, God. Thank you just for another brand new day, God, another journey, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your peace, your love, your joy, and everything that comes along with it, God. We just say thank you today, God. No matter what we had to go through, oh, but you made a way out of no way and gave us another opportunity to let us see this day that we'll never see again. So we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us, God. We thank you for the roof over our heads in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your peace that you allowed us to disseminate in, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the joy, the cup of joy just running over in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we could come complaining. We could, but we won't, God, because we realize we have nothing to complain about, God. God, you are surely supplying our every need, and we say thank you just for that, God. We thank you for healing, delivering and setting the captive free in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for pulling down every stronghold in the name of Jesus this day, God. We lift up our husband, our companion, period, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God, to keep them, shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every minister that it is, God. We pray continually that you strengthen them like never before. Shield and protect them, guide them. In the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, as they pull up, as they breathe up, as they preach, God, preach out what you have poured into them, God. we pray, God, that you pour it back into them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we lift up our youth in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for strengthening them, God, for saving them and filling them with your Holy Ghost, God, at a young age, God. So we just have to say thank you just for that in the name of Jesus. God, in the one that's not saved, God, in the one that really don't know what love is all about. God, we pray, God, that you shield them and protect them, strengthen them in a mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every we lift up every mother that it is in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you strengthen them, God. Strengthen each and every mother in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the wisdom that they have, God, that they pour out, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, this day, God, don't never let us be so busy that we can't take the time and just to sit with them and let them continue to pour out wisdom, God. Let us receive it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you because you've been so good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You loved us, God, when we was in our mess, God. We thank you for the long-suffering, God. And as you have gave us long-suffering, God, oh, God, when we come in contact with someone else, God, let us have patience with them, God, and constantly pray for them there right now before, God. Don't let us be so easily to get up, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We can't help but to thank you, God. Let us begin to just praise you more, God, and just to thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you today, God, as you walk through the hospitals in the old folks' home, God, even in the prisons, God, oh, God, we pray, God, that you draw even your presence, God, that draw them near to you. Save, deliver, and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No, Lord, we lift up the homeless, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you continue to shield and protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray today, God, let them know that they don't have to be homeless, God. God, let them know that it's still a God. You still live, and you still a mind regulator in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we ask that you touch their minds today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, touch their heart. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds. God, we ask that you keep our minds stayed on you. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for all things, God. Don't let us take things for granted, God, but let us realize everything that it was done, everything that we have, God, is done by you. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to shake ourselves and realize how you are in control, not us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We realize we can't do nothing without you, but we realize, too, we can do all things to you that strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So, God, let us continue to keep our heads up, God, shoulders red back, God, and know that we are just special to you, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. This day, God, we pray. We cry out to you, God. Keep us, God. Continue to stretch us, God. Continue to put the fire upon us like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to let us love one another in unity and in strength, God. And with you in the center, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us do everything in you, God. None of ourselves but you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So continue to let us cry out like never before, God. With our faith in your face, God, at all times, God. Don't let us make decisions of our own, God. Make sure that we cry out to you, God, and pray to ask you to lead us and to guide us, God. We pray, God, this time. I say be encouraged, God. Then be encouraged, my people, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us really know, God, it's time for us to encourage ourselves. Know that we can make it. With Jesus, we can make it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We realize sometimes we'll be not. knocked out. Oh, no, shake. Oh, but God, don't let us stay down. Let us rise back up like never before, God. Don't let us give up, God. It's just like a boxing ring. Oh, no, shake, God. Let us box. Kind of shake, God. Sometimes we get a hard blow. Oh, no, shake. But let us come right back up. Don't let us give up for fighting, God. Let us continue to fight, God, until our time is end on this earth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. That these things we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this day. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. God, we thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, for everything. God, we give you praise. God, we give you honor. God, we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, come. Come right now. Fill the room. Stir the atmosphere. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have your perfect will and your perfect way. Oh, in us today. Right now, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew us, Lord God. In our minds, our hearts, in our thought process, Father. Oh, glory, Robosha. Have your way, Lord God. Right now. Come in the midst. No matter where we are, Lord God. Around this globe. In different countries. God, have your way. In our homes. In our marriages. In our families. Holy Spirit, come. Come right now. Direct us. Teach us. Guide us. Comfort us. Hold us. In the name of Jesus. Love on us, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Oh, glory be to God. Come, Holy Spirit. Have your way right now. In us, oh God. God, we can do nothing without you, oh God. Oh, glory, oh come, Holy Spirit, right now. And move right now, Holy Spirit. Through every area, Holy Spirit, that the mother prayed, Lord God. You have free reign right now. In the name of Jesus. Fix us, Lord. Fix us, Lord. For your service, Lord God. Fix us, Lord, for your use, Lord God. Fix us, Lord God, for your purpose, Lord God. Fix us, Lord God. Oh, glory, Yoroboshata. God, fix us today. We need fixing. From the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. Fix us, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit. Let him have his way. He has free access. We surrender all to all, God, we owe. We surrender all, Lord God. Glory, Yoroboshanda. Yoroboshata. Kereboshanda. Fix us now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we glorify your holy name. Because of who you are, Lord God. Our Lord. Our God, our Savior, our Healer, our Waymaker. You can do it all, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory be to God. Come right now, Holy Spirit. Come right now. You see right now, Lord God, what that person have on their hearts and what they have on their mind, Lord God. It may be too much, Lord God. Oh, God, take it. Take it and fix it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. That family member. That job. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That business, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. God, fix it right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. That husband. That wife. That boss. That business partner. Oh, do it right now, Lord God. That child, oh, God, fix it, Lord God. Fix it, Lord God. Only you can fix it, oh, God. And, Lord, we now. We cry out right now at your altar, Lord God. And we lay everything down, Lord. And we leave it at the altar, Lord God, that you will fix it, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name. And we thank you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord, for all things and everything. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for hearing. We thank you, Lord, for visiting with us. We thank you, Lord, for comforting us. We thank you, Lord, for fixing our thought process, for fixing our minds, oh God, for fixing our heart, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for fixing every trial and tribulation, Lord God, that we'll go through victorious, oh God, that we get the victory, Lord God, that we can be elevated in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we don't want to duck no trials. We don't want to duck any tribulation because they come to make us strong, Lord God, and that we could help somebody else through the experience, Lord God.
Yes.
So, Lord God, come. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord God, move right now in every circumstance and situation and fix it, Lord God. And God, we thank you. And God, we praise you. Because we know that it's already done by the blood of Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, glory, Robo Santa. El Robo Santa, I say. Yes, Lord, we say yes. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say yes, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you hear us. We thank you, Father, that you attend to us. We thank you, Father, that you come to see about it and to work it out, Lord God, for our good right now, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, glory, hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Glory, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything, Lord. Those little bitty things, oh God. Those in between things, Lord God. And those great big things that you do for us, Lord God. Each and every day, Lord God. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We worship you. Oh God, we worship you on high. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. God, we can't thank you enough.
Oh,
no. No, 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 Lord. We can't thank and praise you enough, Lord God, for what you've done for us, Lord God. A mighty, mighty work, oh God. Lord God, we thank you. And Lord, we ask that you continue, Lord God, to keep our minds and our hearts in the press towards you, Lord God, and to seek your face. Your face, Lord God, will I see? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Help us to seek your face the more, Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. Such an important thing, oh God. And there's nothing hard about it, Lord God. Because there's love on in it, oh God. Because you love us, oh God. Because you love us. Glory be to God. Help us, oh God. Help us to stay in the presence. Help us to stay in alignment. Help us to stay in position, oh God. So that you can use us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God. Use our hands. Use our feet. Use our speech. Use us, Lord. Use us right now. Oh, glory be to God. Whatever you have, oh God, we surrender all right now, Lord God. We surrender, Lord God. And here we are, Lord God. Here we are, Lord God. Use us, Lord. Use us, Lord. Use us, Lord Jesus. Use us. Oh, for your kingdom's sake, use us, Lord, on today. That we can praise you. That we can glorify you. That we can worship you right now in these last and evil days. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord thy God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. And we count it done, Lord God. We count it done.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Touch every one of us, oh God. Don't let one go, Lord God, without you touching, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Without you pouring out, Lord God, what they need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we're going to thank you. God, we're going to praise you. We're going to glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And we say yes, Lord, to your will.
Yes, Lord.
We say yes, Lord, to your way. We say yes, Lord, for whatever you have for us to do, Lord. We say yes, Lord God. And God, help us to be more sensitive and in tune with your Holy Spirit. When you tell us to do, God, that we do it, Lord God, efficiently and effectively.
Hallelujah.
And with a zeal, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, put a zeal back in us, your people, oh God, for you. Put a zeal back in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Take out slothfulness. Take out laziness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory be to God. Take out ill feelings in the name of Jesus. Lord God, take out that stinking thinking right now in the name of Jesus. Sharpen us, oh God. Sharpen us, Lord God. As iron sharpen iron. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do it, Lord God. Do it, Lord God. Do it, Lord God. We're here, Lord God. We're here, Lord God. Lord God, we're waiting on you to do it, Lord God. And then we thank you, Lord, because we know it's already done. We know it's already done. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. My God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you.
Thank
and
you,
God,
Jesus.
We praise your holy name.
Yes, we do, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Because you're a good God. You're a good God. Mighty Father. Glory, hallelujah. And thank you,
Lord.
Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you for everything. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Amen.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Continue to bless us, Lord. Continue, Lord, to bless us. Lord God, with your wisdom and your knowledge, your understanding and your word, your precepts and your principles, your commandments, Lord God. Oh, God. But as for me and my house, Lord God, we're going to serve you in spirit and in truth. Oh, bless your holy name. Oh, bless your holy name. Because you're worthy. You're worthy. All the praise, all the honor, all the glory. You're worthy, Lord. And we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Because you first loved us. Oh, God. We love you, Lord. With an everlasting love. Oh, God, we thank you. And
thank
we praise
you.
In Jesus' name. Now have your way. Have your way, Lord God. In the one, Lord God, that's going to bring forth your word and break the bread of life with us, Lord God. And feed us from your table, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God. That we'll be able to pass on you in the name of Jesus. And now, as we move, Lord God, we turn everything over to Prophetess Castile to come in our own right to break the bread of life. God bless you, Prophetess Castile.
Amen. Amen. bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, I appreciate God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this sweet spirit,
Lord.
I thank you. Father, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give respect to the Father, which is above, the head of my life, to my apostle, Spencer, my first lady, to Keisha Spencer, to Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson, every member and ministry, every auxiliary. I give thanks and praise.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to my brothers and sisters in the airway. I give thanks and praise to you. I just want to stop by tonight to encourage the saints that we will continue to overcome. We will continue to conquer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will continue to press on. Hallelujah. Yes. No matter how it turns out, we will continue to be conquerors. And we will conquer with love. I stop by to drop a nugget that we should show love in every territory we find ourselves in, not just with our neighbors and our sisters and brothers, but also in the territory that is not familiar to us, the enemy. Glory be to God. Even them that rise up their heels against us, we must show love, for we are conquerors. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are conquerors. We are greater. And we are different from them that are in the world. The world says that we should hate them that hate us. The world says that we should only love them that love us. But the word of God says in Matthew 5:43, you heard that it was said, you first must love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
Yes.
However, I say to you, continue to love your enemies and to pray for those who persecute you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you may prove yourself sons of your Father who is in heaven. He is saying, this is how you prove yourself different.
Yes.
This is how you prove yourself a son and a daughter, when you can not only love your neighbors and love them that love you, but love them that hate you. And he said, not only love them, but pray for them. Blessed be the God.
Yeah.
It's hard to love someone that lifts its heel up against you. It's hard to love people that use you and abuse you and say all manner of evil against you. It is hard to do that. It is very hard. It is easier said than done. But he said that you will be proven a daughter and a son when you're able to love your enemies, and not only love, but to pray for them. Glory be to God. He said that's how you overcome. Blessed is the name of the Lord. In Romans 12:21 says, do not let yourself be conquered by evil, but keep conquering evil with good. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We are not to be as the world. The world, when someone lifts his heel, they lift their heel back. We are saints of the Most High and loving God. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. And that is how we conquer. That's what defies us from the world. That's what separates our walk and our talk. It's how we show love. Glory be to God. It's easy to love the saints of God. That is very easy to do, but try to love someone that has lifted their heel, their words, and their anger against you. That's the difference. Blessed be the name. It's hard.
Yeah.
It is not an easy road. It's easy to love our children who we grow up. It's easy to love our sisters and our brothers and our mothers. But how is it that we can love someone that has fight us, that has hurt us, and portray us? It's very hard to do that. And he said, this is how you conquer. He said, to conquer evil is to do good.
Amen.
We can pray and prophesy, but if we have no love, you're not a conqueror. Glory be to God. You're not an overcomer. Glory be to God. Prophesy all you want. Hallelujah. I could speak in tongues all day long, but if I cannot show love, it means nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. I want to say something that it's been hard to express for many years. As a young girl, my stepfather used to beat me until I pass out. And For years, my father used to beat me to the point where I was not even able up to this day to wear long sleeves or sleeveless clothes. I just wear long sleeves. And the scars are still there on my back and on my arm. And as I grew up, I quickly moved out of the house where my stepfather lived because I could not live in a house where someone beats me constantly. And when I gave my life to the Lord at the age of 17, when I read and I started to study the word and I saw this scripture knocked the wind out of my stomach because I don't understand how I could love someone that spent many years putting me through so much suffering and pain. I couldn't understand how God wants me to love someone that hurt me, that fought me without a cause. I found it ridiculous. It did not make sense. But because I wanted to be called a daughter of the Father who is in heaven, I had to turn my heart over to God. I had to forgive and not only forgive, but show love. And one day I went to my mother's house and she wasn't home and I let myself in and he was there. And I did not know he was there. I just heard a thump, a large drop of something fell. And when I walked down into the house, he was laid on the floor. He had ate something. He poisoned him. And he was, the life was probably out of him and he was naked and he was throwing up and he probably passed out. And I stood there and I said, the flesh said, what a fitting end to such an evil man. As I stood over his lifeless body. And the Spirit of the Lord said, this is not me. Me? My spirit is I'm loving. I am forgiven. That's what separates you and the world. And I went and got a towel and I covered my stepfather nakedness. And I hold him and I prayed over him and I said, God, bring life back into his body. As I call the ambulance, I begin to continue to intercede for this man that harmed me, that left scars on my body up to this day. But I intercede because that's what separates me from the world. That's what makes the prayers that we pray different from people who are in the world. This is why we can say that our election is sure, when we can show love even in the harshest of conditions. Even when sorrow is given to us on a plate, we are supposed to show love. For the world only loves them that loves them, but we are supposed to love even them that hates us.
Amen.
My stepfather and me today will sit on the phone and talk as if we are fine. And if you don't know us, you would never have known our story.
Amen.
But that took the Spirit of the living God. That took love. That took prayers. We helped to render our pain and our hurt to God.
Amen.
I read over Romans 12 and 21, and I kept continuing. It said, do not let yourself be conquered, my God. And I refuse to be conquered by evil.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I will conquer evil with good. When you don't say hi, I will say hi. Blessed be the name. When you don't love me, I would love you. Because that's how we conquer the voice of the enemy with love.
Amen.
That is such a powerful thing. Love.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Who can fight against love? Because it was love that made Jesus go on the cross and died for people like us.
Amen.
It was love. It was love. That was love on the cross. We were all undeserving. Even to this day, we are still not deserving. But it was love.
Yes.
This is the reason why we can say we are sons and daughters of the Most High, because that's what Jesus did. He suffered for a countless of evil and vile people, generations and generations, because he loved us, even though we don't love him, even though the world doesn't love him. He went and died for us.
Hallelujah.
We cannot walk this life unless we have love. It is a precept that we must love. We must speak and pray that we have love in our hearts. Because not just for the saints, not just for our household, but even the people that irks us, even the people that harmed us, the people that lied on us, that has said things that that's not, was not right, that lifted his heel against you for no reason. It is hard to love your enemy, even harder to pray for them, blessed be. And I wrap my arms around my stepfather, and I prayed for him. I was the one in the ambulance when they took him to the hospital, and I sat by his bed. And I know when he opened his eyes, he couldn't believe who was on the side of him. But I had to conquer evil.
Yes.
I had to call it by its name and command it to bow, because I say that I am a daughter of the Most High Living God.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when the enemy rise up, he cannot bring any charge, because we have to love our brothers. We have to love our sisters. We have to love them that hate us.
Amen.
What is the purpose of this walk if there's no love?
Amen.
That's all I have to say tonight. I leave that nugget with you. I hope you're blessed and encouraged. And I want everyone to know that I love you, and we are conquerors. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
So true.
Praise God. Amen. Love.
Amen.
Love. No greater love than this.
Hallelujah.
That a man will lay down his life for a friend.
Amen.
But it was love when Jesus hung on the cross.
Yes,
it was love for each and every one of us. As the prophetess said, L-O-V-E, love.
Love.
Praise God.
Amen.
For God is love. Amen. And he made us out of that love. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God.
So, yes, we must show love. We must show love. Amen.
Yeah.
A lot of us will hold it. Amen.
Yeah.
We'll disguise it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say we don't love when we do love.
Yeah.
But be true to thine own self.
Jeez.
Amen. If we are sons and daughters of God, like the prophet just said, amen, then we have love in our heart. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Somewhere along the line, praise God. Amen. Serving God. Following God. Amen. That building, that wall has to be cracked. Amen.
Yes.
And cracked open. And let the love ooze out. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Sometimes people look at you, oh, you look so mean. You don't know where I've been. You don't know, you know, you haven't walked in my shoes. And you don't know whether I'm loving or not. Amen. Unless, praise God, I've given you a reason to believe that I don't love. But if I sit there and say nothing, praise God, and just meditate, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say I don't have love in my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So some of the things that we have to stop doing to one another is we got to stop judging. Amen. And we got to start loving. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We got to be that overcomer. Amen.
Amen.
We got to be that overcomer. Amen. As she stated. Amen. Praise God. So show love. Overcome evil with good. Forgive.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to say this because she done already said a whole lot. We must love one another. And regardless of how we feel, that's all right, but we still got to love. Because God commanded it.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
He commanded
it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
He commanded it. So we have to go ahead and stop being disobedient.
Amen.
Be obedient and do what God tells us to do.
Amen.
And when we do that, we'll see how God will bless us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And how people will gravitate. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. But on tonight, know this, that God is love, and he made us out of that love. Amen.
Yes, he did.
Praise God. So he wants us to love. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
we have to make a difference as brothers and sisters in Christ, children of God. We have to make the difference.
Yes,
and he told us to be the peacemakers. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. So what are we going to do different going into 2018? Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. We got to do something different if we're not moving. We have
Amen.
To do something different. Amen.
Yes.
We cannot stay stagnant. Amen.
Yes.
We can't stay in that same rut. Amen. Of do nothing, help nobody, love nobody, praise God, disobey God. We can't stay in that same rut. We got to come out. The come outs. Amen. Praise God. And make a difference for the Lord. It's only what we'll do for Christ.
Yeah.
Only what we'll do for Christ is going to last.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that word on tonight. Prophetess, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. I enjoyed the visitation of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
God. I enjoy you all coming on, praise God, to sup with us in the Lord. Amen. And to get a nugget from the Lord so that we can go higher in the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. And as we go higher in the Lord, amen, praise God, we can stay in alignment, amen, and we can stay in position where God can use us. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. God is a good God. Amen.
Yes, he is.
He's a good God. And he wants the best for us. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
he didn't make no junk when he made us. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. For each and every one of us, he made it. Amen. He made us and then he broke the mold. Amen.
Yes.
We are peculiar and we are unique. Amen.
Yes,
children of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And it doesn't matter how we look or anything like that because God made us in his image.
Yes, he did. Amen.
And you know what? Ain't nobody mad but the devil and don't nobody care. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if anybody come around and tell you look funny, okay, go look at my Father who is in heaven and tell him that because he made me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got a problem with me, you take that up with my daddy.
God.
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
But a better thing to do, you ought to hook up and get on in, amen, with us. Amen.
Yes.
Hook up to the tree man and see how God will bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Well, we thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. And just have a few things before we go off the air tonight. New Year's service. Our New Year's service will be December 31st. That's Sunday evening service. Amen. Only.
Amen.
At 10 a.m. There's only going to be one service, saints. Not 10 a.m., but 10 p.m. Amen. Praise God. Only one service. 10 p.m. Be there. Be sharp. Amen. We're going to have a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Bring somebody
Amen.
Along with you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That we can give
Amen.
God the praise. Amen.
Yes.
Come on out.
Amen.
Amen. Come on out. Amen. So we can have a high time in the Lord. That's at 1325 Virginia Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30344. Amen. And if you come
Amen.
Out from the south on 85, you get off on exit 73B. Amen. And as
Amen.
You cross two little red lights, amen, you'll see the Crown Hotel.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You see the Crown Plaza Hotel right there to your right. Amen. Come on in. Amen. And don't worry about parking because you know what? We validate. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So come on out if you can join us. Amen. If you can't, pray for us. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. And I think one more thing that we had. Amen. I believe that what we're going to do is continue our consecration. We are a little over halfway. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So keep the faith. Praise God.
Yeah.
Keep pushing. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
There's better days ahead. Keep looking up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And remember, it's the Christ that's in you. Amen. Praise God. That continues, amen, to push you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name. So,
yes.
We want you to come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Amen. At 7 a.m., where we'll have morning prayer, where we'll meet, amen, and have a family prayer. Amen. And don't forget,
amen.
When we gather around the altar, don't forget the family prayer. Because Jesus is going to meet us there. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So before you turn off that radio dial or that internet, amen, praise God, give God a praise. Amen. And tell the
amen.
Lord, thank you. Amen.
Yes,
somebody ought to just say, yes, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Because he's been so good. Amen.
Yes,
so
yes,
good.
Have.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
We can't tell it all. We can't tell it all. All that God has done for us,
amen.
We just
amen.
Can't tell it all. But anyway, you have a God blessed night until we meet again. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You be blessed.
Somebody to help me just declare that tonight. Ignite.